field trip to the zoo. Listen to a teacher speaking to her students. While listening, complete the table below using about 1 to 5 words or numbers. You will hear the recording twice. The recording will begin now.
All right, boys and girls, I've got your tickets. This zoo's home to 520 animals from around the world, so there's plenty to see. There are reptiles, elephants, rhinoceroses, giraffes, and much, much more. You can even visit the wallabies and the Galapagos tortoises. Now, it's 10:15. You've got 90 minutes. Walk around till we meet for the first time. But make sure you're not by yourself. Yes, Max?
Pete and I would like to walk around ourselves. Will that be all right?
Okay, thanks for the question. The answer is no.
What?
There should always be at least 3 of you in the group. And please remember, don't feed the animals. No people food, no grass, nothing. Is that clear? So, here's a map for everyone. Let's just have a look at the map. We're here, at the front entrance. You should turn right first.
Is that the place with the... where the giraffes and the zebras are? I can see their field on the map. Here it is, on the left.
No, that's just the other way. You're supposed to turn right first. If you turn that way, you get to see the kangaroos and camels first. Do just follow this red line on the map. We're going to meet at 11:45 next to the aquarium. You can see the blue circle on the map here, opposite the reptile house. That's where the sea lion show takes place, every day at 12:00. Now, it's a really interesting show. You'll love it. So make sure you're going to be punctual. After the show, you'll have some more time to walk around and look at some more animals. Our second meeting will then be at 2:30 at the Information Centre. It's located between the new monkey house and the restaurant. There we're going to meet Mike Thompson at 2:45. He's going to tell us something about his daily routine, healthcare of animals and other interesting things. Susan, have you got a question?
Mr. Thompson, is he the director of this zoo?
Well, Mike is actually one of 14 animal keepers who work here, next to vets, nutritionists, photographers and one mechanic.
What? Do they really have mechanics working here at the zoo?
Yes, the zoo has actually employed one mechanic who maintains and repairs the vehicles or any other pieces of equipment. Have you got any questions? Yes, Susan.
So, when are we going to meet next?
As I said before, our next and first meeting will be at 11:45. Enjoy your day here at the zoo. All right, boys and girls, I've got your tickets. This zoo's home to 520 animals from around the world, so there's plenty to see. There are reptiles, elephants, rhinoceroses, giraffes, and much, much more. You can even visit the wallabies and the Galapagos tortoises. Now, it's 10:15. You've got 90 minutes. Walk around till we meet for the first time. But make sure you're not by yourself. Yes, Max?
Pete and I would like to walk around ourselves. Will that be all right?
Okay, thanks for the question. The answer is no.
What?
There should always be at least 3 of you in the group. And please remember, don't feed the animals. No people food, no grass, nothing. Is that clear? So, here's a map for everyone. Let's just have a look at the map. We're here, at the front entrance. You should turn right first.
Is that the place with the... where the giraffes and the zebras are? I can see their field on the map. Here it is, on the left.
No, that's just the other way. You're supposed to turn right first. If you turn that way, you get to see the kangaroos and camels first. Do just follow this red line on the map. We're going to meet at 11:45 next to the aquarium. You can see the blue circle on the map here, opposite the reptile house. That's where the sea lion show takes place, every day at 12:00. Now, it's a really interesting show. You'll love it. So make sure you're going to be punctual. After the show, you'll have some more time to walk around and look at some more animals. Our second meeting will then be at 2:30 at the Information Centre. It's located between the new monkey house and the restaurant. There we're going to meet Mike Thompson at 2:45. He's going to tell us something about his daily routine, healthcare of animals and other interesting things. Susan, have you got a question?
Mr. Thompson, is he the director of this zoo?
Well, Mike is actually one of 14 animal keepers who work here, next to vets, nutritionists, photographers and one mechanic.
What? Do they really have mechanics working here at the zoo?
Yes, the zoo has actually employed one mechanic who maintains and repairs the vehicles or any other pieces of equipment. Have you got any questions? Yes, Susan.
So, when are we going to meet next?
As I said before, our next and first meeting will be at 11:45. Enjoy your day here at the zoo.
This is the end of the task.